So Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 1, is where we're going to begin reading this evening. I will bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, glory to God, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And this is probably one of the most well-known verses here. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How many of us can say amen right there? Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Glory to God. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. As we come to this verse number 11, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, I pray you'd help us. God, in these next few moments, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here once again to be able to preach and proclaim your word. God, I pray that you would be with the congregation that is gathered. God, I pray that we'd be in one mind and one accord, that we'd be so excited to be able to praise you, to lift our hands in praise to you, to exalt your holy name, to magnify your status, God, in this world, that you are greater than anything and everything else in this world. And we thank you, God, that you are so love us and came down and saved us. And Lord, I beg you, God, that you just touch right now. God, I pray you touch me. God, use me in a great and mighty way for your honor, for your glory. God, use me nothing to, not to see of me, but God, to see you, Lord, to be able to have your word magnified this evening. Lord, I pray that you'd touch, God. I pray you'd help those that are in the way of hospitals today, God, and tonight. Lord, I pray you'd touch them. Lord, I pray that you would heal them, God. Lord, I pray that you'd send a mighty angel of comfort, God. I pray you'd send your Holy Spirit of comfort to them tonight, God. Lord, I pray that you'd help them and touch their bodies. Those that are in the house, God, Lord, they're not able to come out. God, I pray that you'd help them, encourage them. God, send somebody, God, that it would encourage them. Lord, strengthen them, Lord, in the Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd help us, God, this evening in every aspect of what's going on tonight. God, use me. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. So the last couple of Wednesday nights, we've really just dedicated ourselves to do just that. Praise God. And this night is no different than the last two Wednesday nights, because I just love and I get excited when I get to praise the Lord, to be able to exalt his holy name, to praise the Lord. And first week we really looked at praising God for the daybreak. Psalm chapter number 30, we looked at verse number 5, and thank God that there's coming a day that the night will be over and the day shall come, and that day will never end. Praise God, we'll get to be in glory forever. There'll be no need for the sun, no need for anything else. Why? Because God, Jesus Christ himself, will be the light. And thank God that that day is coming sooner than we think. I thank God that I'm looking forward to that time, that there is coming a time where I don't have to worry about bills anymore. I don't have to worry about sickness anymore. I don't have to worry about going out and doing anything else. Heather don't have to make me do yard work anymore. Glory to God. I'm looking forward to that. Hallelujah. But that day is coming sooner rather than later. But then we looked in verse chapter number 31 and we praise God for his goodness. And all I can say is God is good. Boy, if he's been good to you, you ought to just go ahead and say amen one more time. He's been so good to me, and I know that He's been good to your family. If we're sitting here breathing God's air, as Brother Tom says all the time, he says, I'm breathing God's air. If you're breathing His air, God has been good to you. If you've got up this morning, we're able to get out of your bed and walk across the way, get you a cup of coffee and start reading your Bible, God has been good to you. If you've been able to get in a car today, go down to your job and make a little money, God has been good to you. If you got up this morning and you're retired, God has been really good to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I knew I'd get some amens out of that retirement. Amen. But God is just good, and we just brag on the Lord, and we just thank Him for that. But then this evening, we desire to do the same thing, just to uplift the holy, precious, magnificent, matchless, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To lift Him up more than anything else in this world. See, this psalm actually lends itself to that wonderful way and that wonderful delightment that we have just to do that. Praise God. The very first verse, it says, I will bless the Lord all the time, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What a wonderful thought to be able to have that. This is one of those psalms that David, as he pens down, just brags on God. Y'all have grandchildren, and y'all have children, and y'all have people that you love. And I kind of miss it, to be honest with you, Brother Jerry, that now we have digital pictures and we have phones, and everybody just kind of scrolls through your phones. I remember those days that grandparents had those little fold-out that went 10-foot-long pictures of all their grandchildren. Y'all remember that? I miss those days, because then you could start scrolling through that and pulling up, going through there. Boy, just bragging on God. And that's what we brag on our kids. We brag on your grandchildren. We brag on our great-grandchildren. We brag on those that we love. And that's what we need to do. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, just brag on Him. Make much of Him. Lift Him up. Lift up His holy name. So the heading, though, that is most of your Bibles, if you look at that at the very beginning, it simply says this, a psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Now, some of you may have that, some of you may not have that, but that is a common theme, that is a common heading that's found in the Bible that we have that. And this term was actually used, Abimelech, that term was actually used for the kings that were of Philistia. And then it's kind of like Pharaoh, how the kings of Egypt were known as Pharaoh, or Agag, or the kings of the Amalekites. And that's kind of a generic term. And this is a time when David was running from Saul, and he was thinking that he was going to slay him, and he was not quite crowned king yet. God had already appointed him king, but Saul was still in power. And he ran over to Philistia. And they actually say that this was a time that he wrote this psalm when he was acting like he was crazy. Why? Because he was going to act like he was crazy so the king of Philistia would not take his life. Because during that time, you believe it or not, they would think that people that were madmen, it would be bad to take their life and to take advantage of them. So he just went ahead and said, here, listen, David, you just go and you leave. And then David goes and he gets in a cave and he starts to write down, brother, glory to God, praises to the Lord. Brother Earl, he begins to say, God is good to me, that He has delivered me out of some great and mighty things, things that I didn't ever think that I would be delivered from. I'll be honest with you, tonight, as I stand before you, there's been many a times where I thought, this is it. This is it. God, I've got myself in a pickle, and you're not going to be able to get me out of this one. But the good news is God is faithful. God is gracious. God is merciful. God is just good. Glory to God. And we can praise Him tonight. We can thank Him for how good that He has been. And He's doing that, playing the part of a... David was playing the part of a fool before that king. And the words of were really just words when he begins to look through this. Just this extreme delight. Words of a man that could hardly contain himself. Somebody that was excited. Now, I can tell I'm looking at a bunch of people that, boy, they may have worked hard today, or you may have gone through a lot of things today. You may have gone through, but I know that you are excited to be in the house of God. I know that you are excited to be able to go and to sing the praises of the Lord Jesus Christ and to lift our hands up and to praise Him. It is a wonderful thing for us to be able to gather together in a fellowship like that. And we can hardly contain ourselves to be able to say, God is good. Keep on, and we begin to look at one of the first things that jumps out to me. Is as David begins to write these words, I begin to look through this entire chapter, 22 verses. There's 22 verses in there, and I found this is interesting. I found the word "the Lord" a lot of times. I begin to look through, and I begin to say, well, why is that so important? Well, it's important to him because he knows who he's talking about. He knows exactly who he's praising. He knows him on a personal level. As a matter of fact, if you go through and I underline it, and if I've underlined it correctly, and I believe I've gone through it many times and to be able to make sure that I got it right, I found that the phrase, the Lord, and I want to go ahead and say this as a side note, the Lord, L-O-R-D, are all capitals. That's very important. That means we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God Almighty, the Almighty Angel of Heaven. Thank God that we're looking at Him, the Jehovah God Almighty. You begin to look through there, and it's 16 times that it's actually found. You begin to look through, and you begin to see that there's rejoicing over the Lord. Or, of course, the Bible students know that that Lord is that Jehovah, and He's talking about the Creator. He's talking about the self-existent One. He's talking about the Eternal One. He's talking about the Immutable One, the One that is has brought all this together. And interestingly enough, there are 16 compound names of Jehovah. Here you begin to look through those names like Jehovah Elohim, or Jehovah Jireh, or Jehovah Nissi, or Jehovah Shema, those ones that mean something to us, the Eternal One, means that the Lord is will provide, Jehovah Jireh, praise God. The Lord is our banner, Nissi, and Shema is the one that is, I love, the Lord is present. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God that He is present in our life. I don't serve a God. Glory, I'm feeling like it now. Hallelujah. Y'all just go ahead and enjoy yourself, and I'll go enjoy myself too. But thank God that He is with us, that He is ever with us, that He is here present with me every day of the week, every minute of the day, every time that I look out and call out to Him. He hears me and He knows me. And thank God that He comes and answers me and He helps me every step of the way. God is present in our life. God is there every time I go through a trial. God is there every time I go through tribulation. Every time that I've gone through the storm, God has never let me down. God has never set aside and said, I'm too busy for you, Shane. But thank God, He's come through for me every time. And I believe it tomorrow, praise God, when I look out, Brother Mike, that He might just help me out tomorrow too. Why? Because He's helped me yesterday, and He helped me last week. And if I need Him a week from now, or a month from now, glory to God, hallelujah, I know that God will be present with me then, and help me then. Whew. Glory. Look at that. You go through, interesting, look at that, that the Lord has mentioned that 16 times. I began to do some research, Brother Steve, and I found out that the number 16 is all about love. Boy, praise God, how I love Jesus. How I love the Lord. And David is just saying that. Boy, I think it's no accident that 16 times he writes it down. Boy, I love Him. I love to mention His name. It's the sweetest name I know. I just love to be able to talk about Him. I just love to be able to pin something down to praise Him and sing about Him. Boy, thankful that I can do that. Boy, and God loves me. Why? Because God commendeth His love towards me while I was yet a sinner, that Christ died for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can hardly contain myself tonight. I'm thankful that we have a wonderful God that loves me, and oh, how He loves me. And He's delivered me from the bondage of sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin, praise God. I am free. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ stepped on the scene of my life, was present with me, and helped me out of my bondage. Glory to God. I'm glad He knows me. I'm glad He loves me. But I'm glad I know Him. Like Paul said in 2 Timothy, for I know in whom I have believed. Glory to God. He knows my name. I know who He is. Thank God. And when we consider this psalm in Psalm chapter number 34, I don't got to hurry. I'll just take our time tonight. Slow down a little. No, we're not even so slow down. But when we consider this psalm, Psalm chapter number 34, we can see some great truths to the people of God and for the people of God. Blessings that I receive when I begin to look in this chapter, I found a few things. If you read the entire chapter, you'll find three calls. You'll find three responses. You'll find three deliverances. You'll find three commands. You'll even find three invitations. If you begin to look with me, and we'll look through this really quickly, the first 11 verses we can really sum up. And to be honest with you, Brother Kyle, I don't think we're going to get through all 11 verses tonight. And to be honest with you, I know we're not going to get through all 22 verses tonight. But we're going to get as far as the Lord wants us to go. So when we consider this, I want you to look at this with me. Look at the first three verses with me. Consider this, the dedication that David had. Those first three verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. How many times do we have foolish talk when we should just really be praising the Lord? Oh my, now we're getting under conviction. But hey, there are times where we just need to make sure that we're continually praising Him. Look at verse number 2. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. But look at verse number 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name. Look at that word. Together. That means that you and I have something that we should do in common. We have something that we can share in common. We have a time that we can spend together. Boy, the dedication that he had, he displays his dedication to the Lord as he begins to look through this. You begin to say, how is that? He begins to have a praise time. He begins to spend some time. He gives his praise a testimony. And then also he has his praise that has a trigger as well. Glory to God, if you're getting the praise in the Lord the way you ought to be praising the Lord, it's going to cause somebody else to want to praise the Lord. Keep on moving on, Brother Shane. Look at the timing of his praise. Verse number 1, when we begin to look at that, I won't take you time, very, very, very much time here, but look at this with me. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times means this, the totality, completely, whole. No other time is I'm going to make sure that I'm doing everything I can, whole time I have, that I'm going to be serving with the Lord. Boy, sometimes people say that we have talents that we need to go ahead and use for the Lord, and I say amen to that. There's other people that say we have tithes. And I say, amen. We need to tithe. We need to give to the Lord's house. We need to give to God. Give back to God. He has given to me. He has blessed me. He has blessed you. So therefore, and I looked at it this way, Brother Mike. I found out that it ain't mine anyway. It's Heather's. No, I'm joking. Y'all knew I was going there. It's not Heather's either. It's ours. I did learn this, Brother James, that my dad told me, when you get married, there's things that's yours that's hers, and there's things that's hers. Something happened there. I got left out. My sisters are looking at me like, what's wrong with that? They know. But the tithe, I found out that the money that I'm blessed with, that God has blessed me with, and God has blessed me very much, and I'm so thankful for that. But what I have is not mine anyway, it's all His. So therefore, if I just give what is already His back to Him, it ain't going to hurt me a bit. And I found this, that if I go ahead and try to outgive God, I figured I can't do it. Hadn't ever been able to do it before. I'm going to keep on trying. Thank God that God's blessed us. But he's saying the timing of his praise, the whole totality. Thank God that we also have our time. Time is an asset that you have, each and every one of you. But we need to give back to God. It's a constant thing that we have in that verse number 1, that very first part. But look at verse number 1, the second part. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now look that word up, Brother Kyle. It means to stretch out, to pull further out, to be able to stretch everything I can. That means that I want to make sure that when I'm praising Him, I want to stretch out so everybody else can hear me. I want to be able to make sure that I let everybody and my neighbors know. Boy, my neighbors think I'm about crazy. But that's all right. I thank God that I know who Jesus is. And I thank God that I can tell my neighbors about it and continually be in my praise. And look at this. What an antidote. If you have depression and you have doubt and you have despair in your life, what an antidote to be able to just say, I'm going to praise God. Boy, I'm in a time of despair, but I'm just going to praise God. I'm in a time of depression that is in my life right now, but I'm going to praise God. Boy, there's times that I'm doubting and I don't know what direction to go in. I don't know how to move about, but I'm just going to praise God. What an antidote to be able to go to that, to be able to say that. Thank God for the timing of the praise that we have. But then look at this number two, verse number two, the testimony of his praise of David. Look what verse number two says. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now, a lot of people say it's not good to boast. And I've looked this word up too. And it's Brother Jose, it's amazing to me because when you look this word up, it actually means to shine. To put forth something bright. To be able to go ahead and let, and all of a sudden something came up to me in the New Testament that the Lord Jesus Christ said, and let your light so shine. Why? Thank God that we have a light to be able to do that. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. We are all of these things to this world, and we need to let our light so shine. And I begin to look at that, and I begin to say, well, how do you let your light shine, or what kind of light do you have? Well, to be honest with you, I think some of us probably have one of those little mag light flashlights, those really small ones with two AA batteries that you got to light a match to be able to see if the bulb is lit. Y'all know those? Then there's some of us that might have the light of Jesus Christ that's a little bit brighter, that you'd be able to go ahead and see somebody. You could actually see a figure walk by if somebody's in your house, glory to God. Or then there's those ones that have those big lights, those big mag lights that's about that big around, and those ones that you use while you're deer hunting at night when you're not supposed to. Nope, I'm sorry. Got in trouble, Brother Ray. No, I didn't. I haven't done that. But boy, you get that bright light and shine them in there. Boy, then all of a sudden, but then this light, Brother Jerry, means something a little more. Begin to think, well, what could be greater than one of those big 4,000 lumen lights? What could be greater than that? And I found this word picture, and you know what it reminded me of, Brother Jeffrey? Y'all remember those car lots that had those big lights that used to swing back and forth and fly around and go moving? And that is what this is really talking about. Why? Because the beam is so strong that, boy, what's over there? Y'all getting the word picture yet? What's over there? What's that? What's that light going by? I'm not talking about the Batman light. What's going on over there? That light that's moving back and forth, and you get a little closer, and you say, well, I'm closer to it, but what's going on? And that's the kind of light, Brother Jeffrey, that we need to have, that strangers, that people that don't know the Lord or people that don't know what's going on, they see something that what we're doing, and they're saying, wait a minute, there's something different about that guy. There's something different about her. There's something different about that family. They're doing something. They're showing something greater than I've ever seen. And they want to get closer. And they want to get closer. And they want to get closer. And then all of a sudden, you've got them in the car lot and you're selling them a car. Glory to God. Not true. But thank God that we take them and we bring them and you say, what is that light? Why is it so bright? Why is it so beaming? Why is it so bright? Because it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ is the one that is beaming out from us to be able to show that and to be able to boast and to show forth. That's what that word to boast means. I'm going to boast in the Lord. I'm going to shine that the Lord Jesus Christ has saved my soul. But then in verse number three, trying to get through the introduction here. Verse number three, there's the trigger of his praise. Look at verse number 3. Oh, magnify, and look what it says, the Lord. Not magnify the people around you. It doesn't say magnify, and oh my, I hope I don't get in trouble here. Don't magnify the church building that you're in. My watch is talking to me, glory to God. Then we say, we're not supposed to magnify the things that we have, the things that we're around, the people that we're around. We're supposed to magnify the Lord and none other. And he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Spend some time to be able to enjoy what God has done for each and every one of us. Enjoy the Lord. Magnify Him. And then also it says, let us exalt. And that word exalt means to raise up, to lift up, to be able to do that, to exalt His name together. You know why we stand together and sing songs together? Because we're supposed to be praising the Lord together. The Bible says that He loves the praises of His people. And when we begin to praise God, He wants to come and get in on it. He wants to enjoy it. He wants to be part of it. And thank God that we serve a God that He has never set me aside and said, hey, if you're going to praise me, you got to praise me a certain way. Thank God I'm just praising Him the only way I know. Just praise you, God. Praise your holy name. Praise your salvation. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank God that I serve a risen Savior. That's the trigger of His praise. And like I said earlier, if you have the praise right, going right, it's going to cause somebody else to want to praise with you. Just get excited. Enjoy. Boy, some people, when I'm preaching on Wednesday nights, I love to watch y'all smile. You get excited, and especially I start to jump around, and I don't know whether you're surprised that a fat boy could get off the ground or whether you're just enjoying the time. But, boy, just to be able to praise God in such a way to do that and to be able to have that time to trigger the praise. But then also look at the second part of it with me and look at the deliverance in verses 4 through 7. Look at these verses. For I sought the Lord. I sought my family. I sought the government. I sought the church people. But I sought the Lord. I'm magnifying the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. And I'm seeking, searching for the Lord. But I love the fact that he says this. He heard me. You ever talk to somebody and they didn't really hear you? And they just nodded their head yes? I've done that before. Boy, I'll be honest with you. I love those sort of situations that they're sitting there. Sister Heather, she'll come to bed. And why she wants to talk when it's time to go to sleep, I don't know. But apparently it's a woman thing. I'm going to get in trouble. Because I heard my mama do it all the time to daddy. And daddy started snoring and mama get mad. The part of I love it the most, Sister Wanda, mom would say something, and I'd hear daddy saying, uh-huh, uh-huh. And then all of a sudden he'd go, oh. Mama say, are you listening to me, Don? He'd say, uh-huh. Then she hit the really bad nerve. What did I say? Whew. Oh, my. What even got better was he would say something. And then she would say, I said that 10 minutes ago. Boy, that's... But see, when I get in touch with the Lord, I have his attention. Glory to God. Every time I've got his attention, every time that I'm going over there to talk him and make my petitions known to him and going before the throne of grace, thank God in that throne of mercy, he has given me his undivided attention every time. And he's saying, and twice in this time that he said that David is calling out for the Lord and helping. In verse number 6, he said, "This poor man cried and the Lord heard me and saved him out of all of his troubles." Thank God. And the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. What a wonderful thought to know that God will deliver his saints when they're in trouble. Boy, the psalmist said it this way in Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble." I'm thankful that I have a God that hears me and cares for me and knows exactly where I am every step of the way. In verse number 4, David said, "I sought." In verse number 6, David said, "I cried." But this shows us that the means of deliverance, when you begin to look at it, the means of deliverance is not calling out on somebody else, not trying to get somebody else's attention, but the means of deliverance is when we call out to the Lord, when we call out to God Almighty. He is the one that will be able to come in, swoop in, and be able to help us during our time of need. But then when you look at verse numbers 4 and 6, he said, look who it was that he cried out to. It was the Lord. Praise God. The only lasting deliverance that we could possibly have, Brother John, is going to come from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none other deliverance that will last. Boy, you may have temporary relief. You may have a temporary little refuge of time, but thank God that I have been delivered, glory to God, from sin. I have been delivered from and have been given salvation. I have been delivered from the clutches of the devil himself. I have been delivered from the gates of hell. Thank God I have been delivered from all of these things. Why? And lastingly, because the Lord Jesus Christ, because God is the one that I cried out to. He saved my soul and he's delivered me out of the clutches of all of those things. Glory to God. But then there's a declaration, an invitation. Verse number 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see. In other words, try it, but you will not be disappointed. Hallelujah. You will not be disappointed by what you get. Boy, there's been times, I'll be honest with you, you go to Piccadilly and you get their desserts, they look a lot better than they really are. Let's just be honest. And if you're somebody from Piccadilly, bless God, fix your desserts and they'll be a whole lot better. But they look really good. But I get disappointed. But I have never tried the Lord. Brother James, I have never tried the Lord in any situation where I have been disappointed in what God has done for me. Why? Because I've never been disappointed in my salvation. I've never been disappointed about how God has delivered me out of these situations. And I never will be disappointed by God. Glory to God. Boy, that declaration in verse number 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a blessed man. And if you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a blessed person. And verse number 9, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that there is no want? What could I need anymore? What could I desire anymore? I have been saved and blood bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. But look at this. Look at verse number 10. This one, and I was really thinking, Lord, why would you put that verse right in the middle of this? Because I'm getting excited. But then all of a sudden he says, "The young lions do lack." I begin to think and pray and mull over that. And you begin to think, boy, lions, they're strong. Lions are powerful. Lions are the king of the jungle. They are on top of the food chain. Yet they lack. Oh, then all of a sudden I started getting blessed again. Even in their power and in their strength and everything that they can do, they still lack. They still want. They still desire. But look at the end of that verse with me. But they that seek the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Shall not want any good thing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know that, boy, I'm not worried about trying to make it. Jeffrey, it's not me trying to do it on my strength. It's not you trying to do it on your strength. But thank God that we've got somebody that's greater than this, the one that's in this world. We've got a Lord and Savior. We've got a God that can see us and give us exactly what we stand in need of. Thank God that we have the opportunity to know a wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will not want for a single thing. Boy, to think about that. You say, well, Brother Shane, I want a Lamborghini. We're not talking about the same thing here. I want a big house. We're not talking about the same thing here. Boy, my wants are not the wants of a material, temporary thing. But our desires are something that is eternal. Whew. Boy, you can't beat the retirement that we've got coming to us. Boy, you say, boy, we wish we could live on a really nice street. Someday I'm going to live on a street of gold. Boy, I wish I had a bigger house. Someday I'm going to live in a mansion. As a matter of fact, I'm going to walk through gates of pearl. I'm going to walk through the crystal, by the Crystal River, and I'm going to be able to see wonderful things. And I ain't ever have to worry about lights anymore because Jesus Christ, He's the one. Boy, I don't want for anything. When I begin to think, God has been good to me. He has delivered me out of so many things. Thank God that we have that to look forward to. But we still have three calls. We still have three deliverances. We still have three responses. We still have three invitations. We still have three commands that God has given to us. But boy, thank God for the deliverance that He has given to us. Even tonight, the deliverance that God can give to anybody that's under the sound of this voice. And be able to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is for you. He's with us. And He can and will deliver. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray, Heavenly Father.